the angle of community served inside an app,
yeah,
right? And I've seen several apps do this. You're right. In fact, although personally, I'm not like a great fan of participating in communities, but I'm one of those silent, readers. I just
me too,
keep
me
reading.
Too. Yeah, yeah. I like to be there, but not talk about it. And
yeah, not really. Like, it. Yeah, I get you. I get you. So, there are certain businesses where, for example, some of the people who might be listening to us right now might be scratching their heads, thinking, "Hang on, this idea sounds really nice, but how do I make that happen in my industry?" Maybe if we take an example of, and feel free, we can riff on this right back and forth. Like maybe insurance is an example where you pay your premium, or maybe you learn a little bit about your policy. The famous problem with all insurance policies, we forget what we purchased. 10 days down the line, somebody asks you, okay, what did you buy? Like, yeah. What are you insured for? And you're like, actually, I can't remember.
I can't remember. Yeah, that's true. Nobody can remember.
Yeah.
That's absolutely
so
right.
suppose the managers of such an app try to solve that problem. So it falls right into your idea of knowledge, value. Anyway, the app is adding value because it lets you pay your premiums on time, raise any claims, keep status updates, etc. But on the community angle, how would you begin to think? And I'm not looking for instant answers. It's, I think, the thought process that if you articulate, I think it's really going to help our audience.
I'm telling you this from a very naked eye perspective, is I don't know much about insurance. Okay.
Yep.
And so if I was to design my ideal customer journey on an app, I would basically say, if I've selected a few options that I'm looking for a travel insurance, as an example, because I travel a lot, I would actually be interested to find out who others are traveling and what kind of insurances they're using, which premium plans are they creating. So once I've signed up to an insurance plan and I have this plan saying, I can actually talk to other people. I want to know other people's journeys, other people's perspective, because I'm interested in travel. So what will end up happening is, when now if I'm sitting here, I don't have an insurance app. Okay.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So I have to go to Google and say, tell me more about travel insurance. And then I sit and read on Reddit and on these different things and find it. But if I had an app, I would just scroll on my phone, like I scroll Instagram or any other platform on my phone, and read, acha iske sath aisa hua tha when they went to this place, unke sath aisa hua tha, this is how the insurance company dealt with it, and they dealt so well. What is happening is, by reading other people's experiences, A, I'm getting testified that they are a good company because I have a good plan. B, how they dealt with that situation. So I am preparing myself for a next step. Whenever anything, God forbid, happens to my travel, I am ready for how to deal with it, because I already know what the insurance is going to require from me. So next time if I'm traveling, I'll make sure I have X, Y, Z documents printed, or, handy in my hand, or maybe it can be in the app, whatever it is. So by building a community based on your insurance plan, you actually have the ability for introducing people and opening a forum of chat to talk about and learn about how other people have had better experiences with the insurance provider.
Right.
So, and then, this app can send me reminders. And maybe next time, based on hearing other people's plan, I might just increase my claim. And
right.
Say, oh, no, this really is well trusted. So, pata chal jayega na ki, okay, by knowing people's experiences, and that way I'll also learn about, if I didn't join X insurance, if I didn't get my claim from X insurance, I got from another one, other people have not had good experiences with it. Because my focus is travel insurance. I'm only talking to travelers. So I am more interested in that particular thing in comparison to someone, recently a friend, she joined a new business, and she joined the organization as an employee, and she was a bit confused. She like, oh, I'm married, but I don't know if my children's education is something that should be claimed in. She didn't know what to do. And so she asked me, and I said, I don't know, because I'm not married. So it was very interesting conversation. And I wondered if something like that would have been easy on our hands and our fingertips to just go to, and
right.
say, okay, in a family plan, this is how X insurance deals with it. This is how my insurance deals with it. And these are what more information I can get. Then she had to ask three or four of her other colleagues to ask if that particular insurance is included or that particular thing is written in their contract. So right. I was like, you know, if we had these things in our fingertips, there are so many things. While we are so advanced in technology, these legal stuff are something we all struggle with in and out.
Yep.
This legal tech or fintech is, while it's growing and it's really doing very well, I think there's a point where we still don't have enough knowledge and education about it. And by offering a community where we can talk about it, have a forum and connect with like-minded people, it would be an absolute game changer.
Right. Yeah. I think it's a very valid point. Although it also kind of, you know, of course, it's not really in the scope of this conversation, but, you know, thinking about building that community and what kind of features to provide in that community itself is like a next step for people to figure out. But I think this idea should be taken seriously. That
let's work on it.
Yeah, that idea should be taken seriously. Certainly, I feel that there is potential in this idea. That if you cannot for some reason, you know, increase the frequency of usage, at least you have to create more touch points. Right.
People will come back to you if you connect exactly. with them. You know, you give them an insurance plan. Say, "Tum agle saal ab jab insurance khatam hone payega, tab tum dekh lena." Then it's not going to work. You know, it's going to be like, "Okay, then I'll delete the app. I know November mein hota. I'll come back to you again, or maybe never download you." But the fact yeah. to make them return again is only through human touch.
Right.